We have new guidance on aspirin and heart disease. For years, taking a low dose of aspirin was considered a cheap and convenient way to lower a person's risk of heart attack or stroke. Now, a blue ribbon panel is reversing a previous guidance and suggesting adults over 60 should not do it. Let's talk now with Dr. Steven Nissen. He's chair of cardiology at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Nissen is not on this panel, but he has warned about the risks of aspirin for years. Dr. Nissen, welcome.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Now, first, in plain English for the rest of us, what is this new recommendation for people over 60 and for people under 60?
Yes. So it's a recommendation is if you're over 60, that you should not start aspirin, but that if you're taking aspirin, it's okay to continue. If you're 40 to 59, they say you should talk to your doctor.
Okay. And help us understand the reasoning here. I gather it goes to the risks of taking aspirin and a lot of new kind of data and evidence that the risks in many cases outweigh the benefits?
Yeah. Well, there have been a whole series of very large studies that have reported in the last few years, and they all showed that the increased risk of bleeding, either from the stomach or GI tract or even into the brain, counterbalanced any benefit of aspirin in reducing the risk of a heart attack or stroke. And I think this panel is now looking at the data. It's become overwhelmingly apparent that for many people, the risks exceed the benefits. And the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, this task force has been out of step with other organizations, and they're now coming into the, you know, to alignment with what everybody else has been saying about aspirin.
Yeah, and I do want to ask you about that. But first of all, talk a little bit about how serious these risks can be, this bleeding.
Well, first of all, these risks are low risks. You know, if you take aspirin, you're not, you know, tomorrow, you know, have a bleed. But bleeding from the gastrointestinal tract is very serious. It can result in hospitalization. It can even result in death. Bleeding into the brain is much more serious and can cause, you know, significant damage. Of course, a heart attack is also serious. So there are a whole series of serious risks that are not common, but they do exist. And if you look at the numbers, the aspirin generally is producing about as many brain bleeds and GI bleeds as heart attacks prevented or strokes prevented. So that's where this recommendation comes from.
Now, as you are describing, this is a conversation that experts have been weighing in on for years. The FDA back in 2014 was coming out with some of these concerns. The American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology 2 years ago expressed these concerns. In your view, is the collective medical opinion now crystal clear about these risks?
It's really overwhelmingly clear. And I think it's actually easier to understand than the task force recommendations. Most organizations, and I certainly agree with them, believe that unless you're very high risk for a heart attack, if you've never had a heart event, you don't have a stent, you haven't had bypass surgery or something like that, if you're really otherwise healthy, you shouldn't take aspirin to prevent a heart attack. What most of us believe is that if your risk gets to 20% over the next 10 years, and we have calculators to calculate that risk, if it's over 20%, then you ought to at least think about aspirin, and you should never really start aspirin in this setting without having a conversation with your physician.
Now, you are not in favor of the previous guidance. We have this new one, but you think this new one is also confusing.
I think it's very confusing. I mean, telling people that it's okay to continue aspirin if you're already on it, the risks are the same. Now, it's important to understand the other side, that if you have heart disease, if you have bypass surgery or a stent or peripheral vascular disease, you know, blockages in the arteries in the leg or neck, then aspirin may be very important to take. We are talking about people who have never had an event of serious consequences that relates to their heart. And those people, by and large, should not be taking aspirin. And they certainly shouldn't do it without a conversation with their physician.
Now, these recommendations we've been talking about are going through public comment right now. So we'll see where that goes. But finally, I just want to ask you to step back a little bit and talk about the other tools in the box that doctors and patients have to lower the risks of heart attack and stroke.
Well, that's a very good and important question. You know, if you're a couch potato, get up and exercise. Hmm. If you're overweight, try to get down to an ideal weight. Have your cholesterol checked, and if it's high, discuss whether you'd benefit from a cholesterol-lowering medication. And if your blood pressure is high, make sure you follow the blood pressure, get on the right medications. Those things are far more important than whether or not you take aspirin, and everybody can do those things to reduce their risk.
Dr. Stephen Nissen is chair of cardiology at the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Nissen, thanks for the time.
Oh, great to talk to you, Scott.